Relax. It's all right to remember that hypnotic trance does include a lot of protections, a lot of automatic things your body does that are ordinarily there. If you become very relaxed, and I encourage you to do so, then that relaxation is just part of your normal day. Normal hypnotic elements, normal hypnotic mindset. Sometimes, and it's often a forbidden subject, but I'll touch on it here. Sometimes, when you relax very deeply, you start to develop peculiar anxieties. Things which ordinarily would be so inconsequential you'd automatically dismiss them. Hypnotic trance is an altered state of focus, where you're still alive, you're still awake. The ability and influence of trance leave you intact and safe. And what I mean by that is, breathing deeply remains a natural, normal procedure. It continues as it would when you were awake. In this way, trance and waking are quite similar. You are very focused. You are experiencing the world around you. But you can become convinced that altered states or elements introduced by deep trance are present in problems that you need to deal with in the moment. Those things take care of themselves. When I'm helping people who have a little bit of anxiety, I encourage them to take deep, regular, deliberate breaths, to give themselves permission to take the kind of deep breath that completely fills your lungs, and then to exhale it slowly. And I encourage this because your mind can sometimes think that your breathing is more restrained than it is. So when someone becomes concerned, anxious, their breathing may feel momentarily like it could stop from slowness or be constricted. But if you give the direct, deliberate permission to your body, your breathing momentarily becomes voluntary, and so you can complete one of those deep, absolute breaths. This is something you have permission to do, unqualified, always. It will essentially always help you to go deeper, to breathe deeply, at any given point in time. Doing that is simply a natural enhancement of how you think about trance. The deeper you slide, the deeper you're breathing, the more easily you go down. And so adding an extra deep breath here or there does nothing except enhance the experience. So if you start to experience the kind of concerns that I would normally instruct someone to take a deep breath, realize you have preemptive permission and authorization. Authorization to take a deep breath. Restore your awareness and knowledge that you can and may. And then from there, to slide deeper. You always have that permission, that ability. And if ever, in a trance, you're not really sure what to do next, and you find yourself waiting for the next clear instruction while the words slide over you, you have that little thing you can do, that little thing you're authorized to do. Take a deep breath to remind yourself that you easily, completely can. If you're ever wondering if, in that moment, you're able to take a deep, soothing breath, and if, should you do so, would it take you deeper? You should experiment and see. Experiment and feel that deep breath radiating, filling, fulfilling your conscious need and your subconscious desire to slide into deep soothing trance and just go along with whatever comes with. You always have that permission to take a deep breath, and the voluntary muscles of your body behave normally during hypnosis. It is the focus of your mind that's at play. And so this little instruction has been added to your mind. A button you always have permission to press, no matter what other hypnotic instructions going on. You can always take a deep breath to remind yourself that you can. And in doing so, slide a little deeper each time, inducting yourself and assisting the one who is assisting, controlling, commanding, or instructing, or cooperating with you toward your goal in whatever way those words may apply. Deeper. When you breathe deep,